It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
A healthy weight is so important to us, not just because we feel better about ourselves aesthetically, but it keeps us healthy, keeps us from heading into the danger zones of so many chronic diseases today. Now, my next guest is here to explain how we may be overlooking the key to weight loss, our metabolism. Please welcome to the show leading holistic health educator and author, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Jones, please share with us, why is extra weight so dangerous to our body?
Gosh, there's so many problems. By the way, hi, Dr. Suzanne. There's so many problems that go hand in hand when you're carrying extra weight or you're obese, from heart disease, certain cancers, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, osteoarthritis, gout, stroke, sleep disorders, diabetes, just to name a few. You know, and I'm a very positive person. I like to look at the glasses half full. So put in a more positive way, even losing a little weight will significantly improve your health and well-being.
I totally agree on that. And once you start going, your body really feels that potential of getting to that level of optimal health and wellness. Now, what is metabolism? What does it really mean? Can you share with us the definition of what it really means?
Yeah, we'll go over metabolism 101. Now, keep in mind that the control mechanism for obesity, it's not diet, it's muscle metabolism. And your basal metabolic rate is the rate in which your body utilizes energy. In other words, how efficiently your body burns calories. So when your metabolism is higher, you burn more fat and have an easier time losing weight or losing fat and maintaining your ideal body weight. So you can feed your muscles, your body, your muscles, the best food and vitamin supplements, but if exercise is not part of your plan, they won't burn up all those calories in the food. And as you age, if you don't continue to keep your muscles exercised, your metabolism slows down and you'll gain weight much more easily than you did when you were young. So exercise is the key to controlling metabolism. And to be more precise, you need aerobic exercise, like a brisk walk, to burn the fat out of your muscles. And then you need to add strength training, weightlifting, whatever you call it, to build up your muscle, which in turn increases metabolism.
Well, I totally am a true believer in making sure that your muscle mass is at its peak. You don't have to be huge, everyone. You don't have to be bodybuilders. But we need to maintain the muscle mass because there is the little organelle called mitochondria. I call it the mighty mito, the mitochondria that is specifically needed for fat burning. Now, I know that aerobic exercise is awesome, but I really enjoy burst training, which is called interval training, because you get to burn fat even after stopped exercising. You know what I'm talking about, right, Dr. Susan?
Absolutely. You know, if you're walking or hiking or riding your bike, you just pick something a little bit farther ahead of you. Like if I'm hiking, like I did yesterday morning, I'll pick an oak tree up in the hill. And I'll go as quickly as I can up to that oak tree for a short burst of getting winded. When you do this, you're forcing your body to recover under stress. In other words, while you continue to exercise. So when I reach that oak tree, I don't just stop. I keep moving. And those fat-burning enzymes are realizing that not only do they need to grow when you're doing regular aerobic activity, but now they need to grow faster. And when you put in these 4, 5 to 6 bursts of getting winded in your exercise routine, you'll find that the weight will melt away quicker.
Right, right. And melting the fat away is what everyone wants to do. We are all up into making sure that we do that. And, of course, sleep. Sleep has a lot to do with increasing metabolism. I don't think people know that getting deep sleep will actually adjust your metabolic rate. You even burn fat during your sleep. Isn't that right?
Yes, and this is crucial to get a good 7 to 8 hours a night. Research shows that when you skimp on sleep, it interferes with your body's ability to process carbs, that leads to elevated blood sugar levels and an increased tendency to store calories as fat. And that's because when you're sleep deprived, your body produces more of the stress hormone cortisol, which sets this chain reaction in motion. And to take it a step further, keep in mind that chronically getting too little sleep, I don't mean two or three times a month, but I mean night to night. It makes you hungry, especially for foods that are not good for you, and primes your body to hold on to all of the calories you eat. So you've got to make getting good sleep non-negotiable if you want to lose weight, keep it off, and really be vibrantly healthy.
That's right. You know, some of us out there, some of the listeners actually might have injuries in their hand and their knees, their legs. And so how do these individuals, what do you suggest on enhancing aerobic activity for people who cannot, who's not ambulatory with their legs? Maybe they have an ankle sprain that they can't walk. What can they do?
Well, let's say you can't use your ankles or your legs, but and let's say you have a stationary bike at home, or you know, they have those bikes where you can use your arms on the pedals and go around and around and around. You can do that. Now, I'm also, and by the way, I think this is the second or third blog, I'm a big believer in taking infrared saunas, because a session of in an infrared sauna, and it's great to have one in your home, is the equivalent of having a 2 to 3 mile jog for what it does to your cardiovascular system. So that's a way of burning calories without getting exercise in. But there are things you can do. You can sit even when you're driving or watching TV and tighten your core and release and tighten your core. You can take dumbbells or bottles of water and you can do arm exercises. See, the thing people need to realize, because this is magical, and it has to do with muscle. Muscle burns fat. It's that simple. And when you do the right kind of strength training, it increases muscle, tones it, alters its chemistry, and increases its metabolic rate. And more muscles in your body, you know, more lean muscle tissue means a faster metabolism. And this is what is so important for everyone to get. If you increase the muscle on your body, and like you said, we're not talking about big bodybuilding muscles. We're talking about just more lean muscle tissue. If you add 10 extra pounds of muscle on your body, you will burn approximately 500 more calories a day. You'd have to jog 6 miles a day, 7 days a week to burn the same number of calories. 10 extra pounds of muscle, you can burn a pound of fat in a week, 52 pounds in a year.
That is a great way of looking at it. I always believe that we don't want to become skinny fat people. What that means is that you have too much fat and you lose muscle. A lot of these weight loss programs, you end up becoming skinny fat, you know, and you might look good on the outside, but you don't have that quality, strong muscle that's going to increase your body. I really am a big believer of just moving. If you cannot, you know, walk, if you've got knee issues, then just move your upper body. And just moving in itself can really enhance the metabolism and sweating mechanisms. You know, thank you so much, Dr. Susan, for joining us today. I really appreciate all about your info that you've talked about, especially what metabolism's about. And Dr. Susan's weight loss tips, if you want to see that, and she has written so many self-help books, please go to my link on Wellness for Life show page on Radio MD. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.